Blog Talk Radio.
Do for you, constituents of the Senate District 8. Okay?
Again, the number to call me in the studio here tonight, and we'll bring you right on live as we have done in the past. Feel free. No, there is no pressure. No need to be apprehensive or anything. This is your time, opportunity to question me. Don't question this too hard or disrespectful. Shoot them to us. Shoot them to us there. We were grateful to engage the gentleman Antioch last week. But wherever you are, whether you're in Jolton, Scottsboro, whether you, Jolton or the Whites Creek area, I should say, as well as Madison, or you're in East Nashville, Midtown, or you're in Antioch, or you're near Berry Hill, wherever you are, feel free to give us a holler here. We'll be happy to engage throughout the Senate District. That's what this is for. That's what this is intended for. So, okay, having said that, I'll await your call, and as I await your call, let me just go and kind of share with you some of that model for our economic development. On the website, you'll see information about developing an economic zone for Senate District 19. But let me tell you who I think this best suits, right? Already, the Department of Economic Development and other state agencies have things designed to help foster business, small business or entrepreneurial development, right? I think we can broaden that, and we can make those opportunities a lot more accessible, understandable, easier for young men who live in high-poverty areas, okay? Now, I'm going to give you an example. I won't call the council district down, but I'm going to use one for as a case study tonight, as an example of the poverty rate as well as the unemployment as well as education. All these things factor in, okay? Then I'm going to talk to you about some of the things that we can do for them. Even if they don't have a high school diploma, or if all they have is a high school diploma, perhaps you had a criminal record and you work to expunge or you're striving to do so. These are things I believe that can reasonably be done to empower them economically, such that they don't have to rob, steal, or borrow from anybody, but they can provide for them, the children, their families, and play a meaningful role in our commonwealth we call Tennessee. All right? So just right quickly, I'm going to scroll through a few things here and kind of explain to you what it is that we're looking at. So I'm going to describe the conditions. I won't name the council district, but this particular one, we're talking about from 2014 to present, so it's over a four-year period. And I focus on that because it's been 4 years now that we've been struggling to change. This is why we need to change. You understand what I'm saying? And these dynamics have not changed drastically, other than the fact that through the process of gentrification, more of these people have been moved out now, but there are still many that are right there suffering the same. Well, this particular council district has a 10 to 14.9% of its residents live in poverty. Now, we see that the poverty rate has decreased overall in the state and even in Davidson County. But this is one council. There are numerous council districts, about 47, who face some of the same challenges. Does that make them a bad person? No. That tells us where the work needs to be done. I bring it up. Unemployment is between 7.5, and this has changed a little bit, okay, 7.5 to around 9%. That's higher than the national average today. Things have gotten better on a national level and even locally in Davidson County. But this is a rather significantly high for this particular council district. Why we focus on that again? Because we really want to help our constituents. This is how we reduce crime. This is how we help young people in particular who are being displaced to manage their time and to put their hands on something productive. That's not only going to help themselves, but going to help improve the quality of our city and our state. All right? Okay. Education rate. So this is one particular high school now, and we're not calling the name of it. But at this time, a 3.4% graduation rate, which is decent, but it can be improved. But we have an alarming or concerning dropout rate of 5.9 of the high school student. Okay? Suspensions were 53.7%. Most of these suspensions were African American male, who are ultimately going to wind up dropping out on the streets, engaged, unfortunately, in your criminal activity. Right? And the question is, how can we help? Hey, how you doing, Ms. Word? How is it that we can help them to improve their quality of life as your next senator? What is it we can do? Again, this economic piece that I'm going to share with you is focused on that. I'm going to briefly go through this. I'm going to check with you there in just a second to see who's called in or who have shared with us. I see people are joining us here on Facebook. Welcome, and feel free to give us a call, 657-383-0944. In fact, I'll come back here where we are. Let me just go ahead and see but this is about you, if we have anyone who wants to join us via phone call. Not yet. We don't yet, but I see, again, some of our friends on Facebook seem to be tuning in to us. Feel free to shoot your question or comment via the live stream here on Facebook, or give us a call, 657-383-0944. And again, we go back to where we were. And that is, we were talking about some of the factors that give rise to the need for an economic development piece in our Senate district. So we have high poverty, high unemployment, as well as educational inequities. In addition to that, we have crime, a crime rate of 132 crimes in this particular area, right? And property theft, 539. That's not to mention the violent crimes that exist. And unfortunately, we see too often over the last weeks serious crime committed by young people who are disengaged from society, some serious time management. And I heard from mothers and individuals who are afraid for their children. And I heard from them how their heart bleeds for the loss of their children. Okay? And they want justice too. How is it that we can reduce the black-on-black impact of criminal activity? There are things we can do. If it's to be, say it with me. If it's to be, it's up to me. And that's the topic of our discussion today. Okay? Focus of it. All right? Having said that, here are 25 types of or areas of business startup. I think we can probably create legislation that will provide financial resources and incentives for established businesses to invest in entrepreneurial endeavors. And specifically, I'm not just talking about those who traditionally get it. I know that we have the minority piece, and I know that we have groups that are set up to do that. Wonderful. But if they were doing so well, quite honestly, we wouldn't have so many young people dying and going to jail and killing other folks. Over what? Money. So let's shoot straight now. This is why we need change. We don't need nobody giving us no false hope and loose rhetoric. You understand what I'm saying? And I am intentionally focusing on a certain population of individuals who we see regularly in the news. Suppose we can snatch them off the street, figuratively speaking, and we can provide them opportunities to an agricultural distribution, become an entrepreneur, window cleaning, going into public restrooms and doing sanitation, focused sanitation, specific cleaning, lawn care services. We see that as well. Catering, engaging in catering, hospitality service, office cleaning, courier service, construction site cleanup and services, all of the building that's going on around them. I know there's been a fight to make sure that 20, 30, 40% of contracts go to minorities. That's wonderful, but guess what? It hadn't done the trick, people. We need some legislation on the state level, I believe, in the Senate, to come down to encourage and foster that growth locally in our local government data. All right, home-based small cleaning services. general contracting service. Yeah. Tutoring services. Daycare related service. Transportation service. Industrial staffing services. How about that, Ms. Word? Auto detailing. We see some of this, don't we? What if we help to build this up and expand that? Delivery service, courier, as we said earlier. Carpet cleaning service, moving service, or maintenance, furniture repair and or assembly, farming production, event planning and entertainment, specialized construction, site staffing, and barbering. Now, some of these you've heard before. What I've discovered is that there are certain fields that require you to have certain license or specific certification, and that has become a barrier to a lot of young men. In fact, it scares them and runs them off to think that they have to do that. So, in part, what my model involves is not just giving money, not just putting them in behind the seat of a business, but providing them the necessary soft skills training, social-emotional support, as well as the coaching from an established business to do that. All right? Fall into this category. We have things in place for you. And we're placating off of the federal tax incentive, okay, that encourages businesses to invest in entrepreneurial startups. And this encourages more people to not only work, and what we're looking at is these new businesses, 250 over the next 4 years, approximately 60 to 62 each year. We want them to hire people and create 10 to 25 jobs for each business, but we want them to be successful. You understand what I'm saying? Let me just kind of talk to you about the basic structure, and then I'll go back and look and see if there's anyone following us here. We have, again, the government department within the state of Tennessee that provides these opportunities. And one of the things we found is that quite often the access is difficult because people don't know they exist, one, and if they know they exist, it seems to be a lot of red tape to get there to qualify for it. We want to eliminate those barriers. And then there are needs for some specialized training as well. Please excuse the background, because, again, I'm in a different environment than my normal place that we provide this this format. But nonetheless, so you have the government department, and specifically on economic development, we want to bring these things and perhaps in other ways as well. When I talk about health and I talk about education, we're talking about using that as a vet department for the state as a platform by which to screen for. Okay. In addition to your government agency or department, you have the NGOs or non-government organization, non-profit organization, or even grassroots groups. What I found as a non-profit founder myself and an advocate in the community is that there are a lot of groups and individuals who don't have big names or deep pockets, but they know how to reach these people. We want to make it easier for them to do so and not have to go all the way around Robin Hood's barn to get access to these resources. What's most important is that the resources get in the hands of the people that need it the most. All right? So you have your NGO or your non-government organization, your non-profit, all right, as well as your institutions, your colleges, universities that can partner as well. Then you have your societal or your groups that are going to focus specifically on the soft skill training. And this is more specifically where your nonprofits can come in. And your NGOs, like your schools or educational industries and what have you, can provide the necessary training and certification. But to get the mindset right, the discipline and the regimen to being an entrepreneur, a business owner, and eliminating the fears and so forth and so on, is where your nonprofit or your mom-pop groups can come in. I happen to know a few of them myself. Started one myself, all right, as a facilitator. And then we need the evaluation. How do we measure the effectiveness every year or over the next 4 years? moving over the next 10 years. Okay? I mentioned to you before that once elected, we're going to impanel a group of individuals who are going to go out to each of the 47 voting precincts, have these discussions, share this model, engage constituents, what they need, and how to best put this together so that when Reuben Dockery go to the legislature beginning in January and we begin to look at setting the budget for the next fiscal year, we can have your interests included at the table. That's what's up, if you'll excuse my vernacular. That's what we need. This is how you turn things around for the better. You encourage people that may not have gotten and went to college, get their skill, some sort of vocational skill. And the jobs, the things I told you about, the business things that I told you about, those things don't really require you have a high level of education. Actually, a lot of good psychomotor functioning, you'll do quite well with that. All right? So you got your government agency or your department. You got your NGOs, such as higher-level institution and those who would actually facilitate that specific training in the business arena, as well as your business partners, okay, the private business industries. Then you have your group specialized in providing the soft skill, social-emotional ideas and preparing individuals for developing themselves as an entrepreneur, and then you have your evaluation, okay? Now, what I want to do is to go back to see if we have anyone that wants to join us via phone, and we will go there now, and we don't. 657-330-944. If you're listening to us, thank you, Brother Miller. If you listen to us and you'd like to engage me, ask me a question. That's really what this is for. This is open mic. That means you have the floor. And shoot your question or comment on Facebook. We got another about 22 minutes here now, roughly, and I want to hear from you. I'm going to continue to progress until our session is ended for the night. We have about 45 minutes, but I definitely want to entertain your question or comments. This is Reuben Dockery, in case you're just tuning in. This is your 2018 candidate for Tennessee Senate District 19. And consistent with the three prongs of my campaign for state senate, this is a part of our voter education series. Okay, so the point is for you to hear from me, for me to share with you fully what our vision is, what is the basis for our run for Tennessee Senate District 19. That's for you to do that, get that information, and just question me and me ask you. You can call me in the studio on this podcast at 657-330-944, or you can shoot your question, comments via Facebook, and I'll be happy to entertain you there. We appreciate those of you that are watching us via live stream. Perhaps if you watch this later, after tonight, you can call me directly on the campaign phone at 615-478-4233. Be happy to entertain you. Give me an email at tdtonydavid19chalsalfredcharlie@gmail.com. That's tdtonydavid19cac@gmail.com. Go to the website, Constituent Advocacy, CONSTITUENTADVOCACY, okay, .com. That's constituentadvocacy.com. And then what you'll be able to do is to learn a great deal more about what we're doing. Shoot us an email and we'll be happy to come out and see you. We're traveling to the various areas of Tennessee Senate District 19 right now, and we'd love to have you come. And when you see the white tent, just come on in there. It's a voter information site, and we're there for you. One of the things we discovered is that the voter apathy that we see, or the lack of involvement in the political process, is largely driven by people's lack of information or interest altogether. And it's a combination of the two. Try to turn that around. I believe you should vote. It is true. Many people have given their lives for particularly African Americans to vote. But it is also true that a certain generation, are detached from not only the political process, but understanding the power of the voice that they have. If it's to be, it's up to me. That's the personal statement that we can make. I was listening to a mother this past Tuesday night, and my heart bled with her. She talked about how she lost her son to unnecessarily, ruthlessly. And I understand where she's coming from. I get that. And she was concerned that it won't stop. But I'll say to you that there's hope. I know we're looking for change, and that's what we're bringing, is the change. What do we mean by the change? We're talking about the different approach, how you're represented, how you hold me as your state representative and the upper chamber of the Tennessee General Assembly accountable to ensure that everything that should be available to you, that is available to you from the state government, gets to you. That's what has not happened. And yes, let's shoot straight. We can't blame that on anyone other than those people we've been voting for. I say we because I voted for them too. But we need to change that. We're still here, and I got about another 18 minutes. You have another 18 minutes. Give me a call here tonight, 657-383-0944. Again, that's in the studio, 657-383-0944. Let me ask you briefly, take a moment to ask for your help. We can use your financial support. When I say we, talking about me and the Doctor for Tennessee Senate campaign. Well, how do you help, Doctor? What I got to do? When you go to constituentadvocacy.com, a $10 contribution, make it online, safe, secure, online contribution, or give me a call. I'll come to you and get it. Meet us at our sites as we're posting up. Okay, I'll announce where we'll be in just a little bit. Where we plan to be posting up this weekend. I know we'll be in Madison this coming Saturday. Next Saturday, we'll be in the Madison area. And we're coming into the early voting season now. Okay, 17th of October, early voting starts, and more people are beginning to wake up and come around to that. All right. But I have some beautiful T-shirts as a momentum, memorial of the fact that you've made change in Tennessee Senate District 19. And $10 will help get you a yard sign if you sort of choose. You love that. Just give us, this is a support to us as a general supporter. As an active supporter, $25 will get you that beautiful T-shirt. Simply says change from 18. And it lets you know that there'll be three names on the ballot. Don't look for Hickory. Don't look for Dickory. Don't look for Dockery. That's Reuben Dockery. Tennessee Senate District 19. Okay? Naturally, if you don't do any of this, you go to the polls and vote. And I ask you humbly for your support at the ballot box. All right? Then the precinct surrogate, campaign precinct surrogate, at $50. T-shirt, cap, and or yard sign are available. But those are ways. Make a contribution. $100 will get you all three. I should mention that as a general supporter. We certainly appreciate anything you do. On the Facebook page there, you can see a link to our website as well. So, again, I want to take a moment to let you know that we can use your financial support. But why are you doing that? You're not getting any other endorsements and what have you? I have had opportunities and been invited. One of the things I don't want to do is to be beholden to big money interests, because I want to be consistent with my promise of change and to be beholden to the interests of constituents and the interest of bringing the change. I believe that we can be organized enough to make that difference with your financial support. Every little bit helps. You don't have to be rich to do that. I'd be rich to do that. $10, $25, your $50, your $100. And if God bless you so well, you can $1,500 is the most an individual can give, husband and wife, or whatever, however you want to do that. We'd be happy to and grateful for your financial support. All right? Now, okay. Having said that, we're going to go back. And we don't have any tickets on the phone line. We still have about probably a good now, 10 minutes before we are ready to get out of here. Yeah, but we're grateful. I'm grateful for the time that you're watching on live stream. You're putting in to listen to us. And afterwards, those that will listen afterwards. Again, the number to reach me daily at the campaign is 615-478-4233. That's the campaign office. Call us. Talk to us. Raise your questions. Invite us to come out to your specifically to your block, to your home, to your neighborhood. Do you want to host a gathering? We'll come right there and sit right up for you and your neighbors, and we'll have a good old time. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Give us a call, 615-478-4233. That's the campaign number. Again, tonight, if you want to squeeze a question or comment in before we close the podcast, you can call the studio here. Now, that's a different number, 657-383-0944. You have to entertain that. Or shoot us a question on, question comment on Facebook. I think we have a couple of events in town. The African Street Festival is going on. And, of course, we would have been there, but that's a nonpartisan thing, understandably. And so they wouldn't, you know, we could not get a group there because they don't typically do, as I understand. As I was told, anyway, they don't typically do political campaign and things of that nature, which I fully understand. Because you want them to be neutral. I get it. I think most of them, most of those groups like that are rightfully set up that way. But we're going to be your way anyway. I'm coming to see you. You ain't got to come look at me. I'm coming to see you, man. All right. That being said, let me just point out one last thing as we wrap up our next maybe 5-6 minutes here, and that is the fact that when we look at the concern and the need, there's an economic component to it. So by fostering focus economic empowerment zone for Senate District 19, there are 21 council districts involved and 47 voting precincts. And we want to strategically place these resources and opportunities, training support in those areas, partnering with our local business. In the interest of making improvement of quality of life for all of us, African American, Caucasian, Hispanic, all the other ethnicities that are in Nashville right now, we can do that. There's no need for our young to feel as though they're on the periphery of society, such that they have to steal and rob. And that's not everybody. I'm not saying that everybody's doing that. But none of them have to do that, particularly those that are. Okay? With the right leadership, we can turn that around. If it's to be, it's up to me. That's our topic for tonight. If it's to be, it's up to me. If you want to do, it's up to you. All right? that's the last thing that I want to bring about that. 250 new business startups. I know it's aggressive. Some people say, ooh, it can be done. If it's to be, it's up to you and me. Okay? And over the next 4 years, 250 new entrepreneurial startups can happen with your help. It will. We're looking forward to you to getting Ruben Dockery to the State Senate so that we can move forward with substantive conversation and proaction toward the change that we all know we need. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing or nobody but us. Huh? This you and me talking right now. We talking right now. That man and mother folk, what the mother folk been doing. Let's talk about what we need to do right now, what we can do right now, and in fact, what we will do. Constituentadvocacy.com is the website. Please go there and learn details about what we're doing. TD19 cac@gmail.com is the email. Campaign phone number, 478-4233. Again, the number for the campaign office is 615-478-4233. This is your candidate, Reuben Dockery, Tennessee Senate District 19. And I want to emphasize the fact that I'm not running against anybody. I'm running for the people. Serve you and do this together. And you don't have to feel like you don't have a choice. Some people are confused as to whether or not the race was decided. It's not. That's November 6th. You have an opportunity to come on out to the ballot box. I want you to keep in mind the date, October 20th. Coming back with some more about that, October 20th. Day of change that you can make for yourself. Yeah, I like that. About that. Not only can we, but I'm convinced that we shall do that for ourselves. That being said, I want to thank you again for all of you that have and that continue to give us a look here. I want to encourage you to, maybe you don't have any questions. Maybe you're pretty much sure you got it together. So we'll just provide factual information and open up the opportunity for dialogue. I'd love to have it with you. I'd love to respond to your question and provide you the necessary information to help you make the decision to vote Reuben Dockery, Tennessee Senate District 19. I know there'll be other choices for the U.S. Senate race, as well as the Tennessee governor's race and House of Representatives for Tennessee and things of that nature. I'm not so much concerned about that. What I'm most concerned about is you voting Reuben Dock for Tennessee Senate District. If you do that, you're going to do yourself a favor and your neighbors too. Amen? All right. I want to thank you. That's the preacher in me. Bob Marley tells us, when we get up and we stand up for our rights, things will get better for us. So sign off and, again, encourage you to put yourself in a position to make a change. This is Reuben Dockery, your 2018 Senate candidate for Tennessee Senate District 19, and I'd love to have your support as we move forward in making a difference here. Let's see. Bob Marley don't want to play for me. Come on, Bob. Yeah. All right. Well, okay. Okay. All right. Nonetheless, that's all right. We still love Bob, don't we? We still love him. For some reason, another Bob ain't playing for him. That's okay. It's okay. We'll catch him. We still got time, don't we? Yeah, we still got time. Again, this is your 2018 candidate, Reuben Dockery. We're going to go ahead and sign off for the evening. Give us a call. Campaign number is 615-478-4233. Send an email at pd19cac@gmail.com. Happy to engage you, and we look forward to seeing you on air at the same time, but on next Friday, and I believe next Friday is going to be, look at that, the 31st of September, almost out. Woo-hoo. We can do it, folks, we can do it. Time is coming on down, we wind on down towards the election, November 6, 2018. Again, thank you very much. This is Reuben Dockery. We appreciate each of you for your time and your attention to this particular episode. And with that, we will go ahead and sign off.